Ralph, the time has come. The time has come to go out of your mind. Are you ready, Ralph? Are you ready? To die, and be reborn?
Around at night and drink beer and tell stories and smoke cheap cigars and play cards with them. All about us would be the pages of my latest book. He edited and printed it too. And the old boy didn't pay royalties, but nobody knew who I was, so it was all right. At night, I'd have to get more beer. I drank quite a bit, and she'd say, "Why don't you take the dog with you?"
Thank you. Listening to your punk rock and your station in general, and you're both in the same class. Yeah, rock. Yeah.
Get this jerk off.
Yeah, I want to know what they think of Kiss.
Yeah, they suck as well.
I can kiss my own.
They suck, huh? What kind of stage show you guys have?
We ain't got a stage show.
No stage show. We do beat off on the stage or what?
Go to a show and find out. Why didn't you go last night? You're on the air on KSJO. Do you have a question for the Sex Pistols?
No, I don't have a question. I just want to say that I have a question. Sex Pistols and shit, they're a bunch of fucking faggots, man.
Stairs they come, the bartenders of the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes with a beard. He's wailing beer caps and bottles and jamming at the cash register and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation, it's Bayat. It's the beat to keep, it's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old time lowdown. And like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat, and servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingers, who's up on the bandstand now, or the colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face, hard to describe. Sad eyes, cruel lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert. Sad, sweet, dark, holy. Just out of jail. Martyred. Tortured by sidewalks. Starved for sex and companionship. Open to anything. Ready to introduce a new world. Shrug. The colored big tenor with big tones blowing sunny stiffs clear out of Kansas City Roadhouse. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bums of music understanding in there. But the musicians here. The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, a little lithe, childlike Miles Davis kid.
drag you.
Dissolve through the outer epidermal layer, like this, and several other layers here. There. Now, when you first come to the brain, you have to pass through the medulla oblongata. That's where things like breathing and the heartbeat and the glands are controlled. It's kind of like plumbing. It's not very interesting. But if you keep going, you cross into the cerebrum. That's where all your thoughts are. You know, when I first came to my cerebrum here, there were thoughts scattered all over. The place was a mess. Old mathematical formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. It was terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There goes some family thoughts. It's a great family. There's my wife, parents, Uncle Ray, there goes Cousin Barbara. My nephew Evan, Uncle Charlie. Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts now. On the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, I've got my scientific thoughts. Mathematics, physics, astronomy.
chill at the neck, ice cheeks and ears. My sense of touch is worthless. Expensive chests, rampant, replete. Fear would make the most sense. I explain ridiculously deep secrets of unfolding leisure. Despite any motive shy of fate,
us home after my first tour, it was worse. I'd wake up. Here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle. I'm here a week now, waiting for a mission, getting softer.
Oneself, or of transcending reality in order to reach a higher spiritual state. One method of accomplishing this is to concentrate for long period of time on a specific theme or subject, or on a meaningless word, a mantra. A mantra is meaningless in and of itself, but it has a magical, mystic value. I will give you your own mantra, but remember, this is a personal mantra, and you mustn't tell anyone else what it is. Your secret mantra is Un Yeliman. Un element. Now, say it now.
One element.
Very good. Now, first sit on the floor, put on your bed with your foot crossed and your hand in your lap. Sitting up straight, taking a deep breath and relax, letting the mind wander for a while as it usually does. And when you find a space in your thinking which seems sort of quiet, start saying the mantra. Stress if first is very hard. And keep saying it over and over and over. And if you having to scratch or to move, you may do so. But no matter what,
right in the eye, and I said to him, why is it there's no Bible?
and there's no place to pray. He said, we don't need that anymore. And he says, I am no longer your attorney. You no longer need me. And he walked out of there. When Representative Ryan flew into Guyana, the first man he called was Sir Lionel Akou and asked him to fly with him to Jonestown. He said, God will not let me go. If he would have gone, he would have been massacred with Representative Ryan. Are you listening to me? And I'm going to reveal something to you that possibly the public does not know. Sir Lionel Akou told me that the coroner was a close personal friend of his. He said that he examined every one of the bodies. This was not a mass suicide like the world was brainwashed into.
along with most of your personality. You've just had a heavy session of electroshock therapy, and you're more relaxed than you've been in weeks. All those childhood traumas magically wiped away, along with most of your personality. Thank you.
No.